Ladies and gentlemen, the Local and Federal Affairs Committee will come to order. We're awaiting our chairman, but as vice chair, I'll go ahead and get us started. Want to make sure that you have all your cell phones turned on silent, and that if you're going to speak today, that you turn in a card. And with that, we'll call the roll.
Chair Gonzalez, Vice Chair Poulin.
Here.
Democratic Ranking Member Campbell.
Here.
Representatives Bracey.
Here.
Dudley.
Here.
Ingram. LaRosa.
Here.
Magar.
Here.
Moritas.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
Pritchett.
Here.
Rango.
Here.
Rashai.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Here.
Santiago.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Stone.
Here.
Van Zandt. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Martha. Sorry for being late. Ready? Sorry for being late, but I'm always on Cuban time. All right, so we're going to start with House Bill 855 by Representative Rooney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I recognize.
Appreciate the opportunity to present this bill. This is a local bill from Palm Beach County. It's actually our only local bill. It authorizes the district to complete infrastructure and related improvements for a recreational facility and playground donated to the district by a citizen. The park cannot be fully used without improvements. This bill would allow, at this time, the district does not have the authority to do this as it is not in their charter. The bill simply adds the authority needed to act on this, and the district I'm talking about is the South Indian River Water Control District, and that's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Rooney. Any questions to Representative Rooney? Seeing none. Oh, okay. Representative.
I don't see any reason why we shouldn't do this, but my question is in reading the staff analysis, there's like, you can do it, you can't do it. Were you granted this permission because you do some of these things, or they do it, prior to 228 coming into effect that says you can't do anything outside of your charter? I'm just looking at the timing of it. I don't have any problem with it.
I'm not sure if I don't know if anybody's here from the. There is somebody here, but she doesn't seem like. We can find out.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure because the staff goes on to say that it's within the law. I was just curious of how it was written, but that's fine. Thank you.
Can we since you had some input? Can we get an appearance card from you? Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none. Anyone from the audience wishing to speak? All right. Any debate? Debate on the bill. Okay, seeing none. You're recognized to close.
I'll waive close, Mr. Chair.
Martha, please call the roll.
Representatives Bracey. Campbell.
Yes.
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Dudley.
Yes.
Ingram.
Yes.
LaRosa.
Yes.
Magar. Moritas.
Yes.
Poulin.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Pritchett.
Yes.
Rango.
Yes.
Rashai.
Yes.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Santiago.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Stone.
Yes.
Van Zandt. Chair Gonzalez.
Yes. And by your vote, show H855 reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members.
Welcome. Now we'll take up House Bill 119 by Representative Workman. You're recognized, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. It's always an honor to be in front of your committee. Thank you so much for hearing 119, known as the drone bill. Basically, it's a Fourth Amendment bill. I've spoken to most of you, and I apologize to those of you that I have not spoken to. I keep putting it in my calendar to go see everybody, and I keep not doing it, and I apologize for that. I know I did not, and hopefully you'll have some hard questions for me, Representative, because I have failed to come see you. The bill defines what a drone is. For those of you that don't know the background, police departments around the country, and a couple in Florida, are buying drones. They're using them to fight crime. This is not an anti-drone bill. There's actually several manufacturers of drones in my home county. This is not an anti-drone bill. This is an anti-police surveillance state drill bill. I believe strongly in the Fourth Amendment. I believe in our right to privacy, and I don't think that any police department has the right to just drive, fly over a neighborhood they don't like for $75 an hour and spy on your neighborhood in case you just might commit a crime. It brings back memories of things I don't want to think about, and I don't want to think about this country as that kind of country. And so this bill does not prohibit the purchase of drones. It certainly does not prohibit the use of drones. It allows police to use them for all manner of crime fighting and forest fires and kidnappings and all kinds of stuff. What it doesn't allow them to do is just arbitrarily pick a neighbor that they don't like or they deem crime infested and fly over there checking in your backyard until you just might commit a crime. This same kind of debate took place years ago when people figured out how to phone tap your phones. At first, I think you might be a criminal, so I'm gonna monitor your phone calls, and if you happen to talk about criminal activity, I'm going to come arrest you. Well, then the Supreme Court said you can't do that. You have to give a warrant, right, to phone tap that phone. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to mimic that kind of legislation. Just make sure that before drones become a thing that are very, very common, that police know that they are bounds, the limits to how you can use them. And one thing you cannot do is spy on the citizens of this great country or this great state. And that's the gist of the bill. I do want to tell you a couple of the negatives. We are working with the police chiefs. They are this close to being in favor of the bill. You'll hear later that they are not currently because they think it's a bit too restrictive. I don't disagree with them. We're just trying to work out language. But they want, instead of it saying imminent danger, they want to soften that just so that they don't get sued if you can debate whether it was imminent danger or not in the use of the drone. So there's some good points that should be done. The bill is still being worked. And if you know me, you know that I like to move along and fix these things as I get good points. And I'm working with Senator Negron in the Senate, and I'm sure that we'll be able to get the police chiefs on board before it's all said and done. But the key here is we're not that country. We do not fly over neighborhoods that we don't like looking for crime to happen. That, my friend, is the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any questions? All right, seeing none. There are no amendments. We do have some appearance cards, and we'll start with Ron Bilbao.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. Ron Bilbao with the ACLU of Florida. I actually have, it's a treat today. I have 14 hours worth of testimony, so I'll be up here for a while.
Okay, your time's up.
Yeah. Yesterday, you all might have heard a little bit about this, and we're talking about this on a really interesting a day. Senator Rand Paul in the U.S. Senate filibustered for 14 hours on the floor to prevent the confirmation of CIA Director John Brennan because of the president's drone program. And it's a little bit more complicated. So what we're talking about here is domestic drones, the use of local law enforcement agencies using them to surveil our citizens. And I think the rep is completely right when he says that it's a Fourth Amendment violation of our fundamental principles. So we won't talk about the drones that they use in war and what they do internationally. Here in Florida, we're taking the biggest steps, you all are, and Rep. Workman as well as Senator Negron, to prevent the use of drones in these certain circumstances unless there's an exigent circumstance. So the only thing I wanted to say is we're in full support of the bill. We like this bill. We admire Senator Negron and Rep. Workman for putting this forward. But I do want to urge and continue to urge the sponsor and all of you to work on actually making that language in 3C, the imminent danger paragraph that we talked about earlier, that the Rep. Mentioned about the exceptions, to actually be tightened. Because in 2C, or 3C rather, in the bill, it says that you can have you have to have a judicial warrant before you can use the drone to surveil, and we like that. But in 3C, or rather 4C, I'm sorry, I'm getting the numbers mixed up, it says that there's this whole other area of exceptions for reasonable suspicion and imminent danger, and we completely understand that in certain circumstances, if there's a fire, if there's an abduction of a child, any of those situations, you might need to act quickly, and that should be limited, but that should be in there. But after that, there should be some sort of remedy where if they were wrong, if they collected data from other people that they weren't targeting unintentionally, for example, or it really wasn't an imminent danger, and you know they're just trying to maybe abuse it a little bit. There's lots of potential for abuse in it, and we just want to see, perhaps working with the rep and the senator, a little bit tighter language to protect our citizens, to protect their Fourth Amendment rights, so that we prevent some of this abuse. That's all. Again, should it pass, Florida would be the first state in the nation to pass something like this, and I think it's something we can all get behind. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. Tim Stanfield? Oh, questions? Go ahead.
You're right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's what happens when I sit on the end. Thank you for your testimony, and I would be very proud if we were the first state in the union to have this. Really appreciate Representative Workman's work on this. My one question is, in terms of the imminent danger, what does constitutional law say right now? Because you have a discussion about tightening it or loosening it, but what's the federal standard right now?
You're recognized.
Representative Rodriguez, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I'd be happy to get back with you on that. In this particular bill, the standard, the way we had it before we amended it, I thought was pretty good. And, you know, now there's exceptions, and there should be exceptions, frankly, so that the police can act in these situations. But those exceptions should also be limited as well, and there should be some sort of, you know, we suggested a time limit for the destruction of evidence if it's gathered illegally or unintentionally, say 24 to 48 hours, just to protect folks who, you know, may have been in the area or who are neighbors of folks that we were trying to surveil, just something to make it a little bit tighter so there's no to limit the potential for abuse. That help? Okay, thanks.
Representative Smith?
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Really quick, like, it's great that we agree on an issue, but I'm also thinking that it possibly goes into the Fifth Amendment. When you look at the aspect of the pride of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, just by having those drones out there, you do build a concept of fear of government. And subsequently, I would ask, do you think it would be possibly under the Fifth Amendment as well?
Mr. Chair, Rev. Smith, I think that's right on, too. Absolutely. There's all kinds of constitutional issues with the use of domestic drones. And frankly, courts haven't even decided on what those constitutional issues are. There haven't been any lawsuits. There's no case law about it. And actually, I don't even think that the FAA has put out any regulations to allow for the use of these domestic drones yet. They're supposed to put them out by 2015. So there's some in counties in Florida. They've purchased them, but they're not being used yet, is my understanding. So in the next couple of years, there's going to be this whole plethora of case law that's going to be built around these the use of these domestic drones, because frankly it's a good technology, it's a new technology, and it should be used, but it should be used responsibly. So we're just going to have to see where that goes, but Florida's taking the first proactive step, and I think it's a good one.
Representative Dudley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm appreciative of the bill, Mr. Workman, that you know, this is good in terms of civil liberties. We went to the space exhibit yesterday. The folks up there have a bunch of drones and all kinds of great ideas, I guess, in agriculture and any number of in construction, and a whole bunch of industries want to utilize the drones.
Do you have a question?
I just want to make sure that we craft this so we don't slow the industries down from being able to utilize the drones.
Sure.
But appreciate the civil liberties. Thank you.
You have a response for that?
The only thing I would say, if I can, is there's a section here in the bill, Section 6, where it's prohibiting the use of drones to collect evidence and for criminal prosecution in courts. And I don't think the intent of the bill, and you know, the rep can speak for himself, is to block the use of agriculture or surveying. And I've actually spoken with the folks at Space Florida, and we've tried to work on some language that doesn't limit them, but also protect citizens. I think the intent is to protect the citizens and not limit any research or any scientific endeavors.
Representative Pilon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Why does your organization all of a sudden come forward? Not that I'm saying I'm opposed to it, but why are you all of a sudden coming forward on drones when for years and years, in my experience in law enforcement, we used helicopters and airplanes?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't want to get in too specifically about the difference with the use of the helicopters for surveillance and the use of drones, because I think I think they're two different topics, and at the last committee stop, there was some discussion about that too. And it's a good question. In terms of the use of these particular drones, we've always been opposed to, and not even just drones, surveillance in general. I mean, we have principles against cameras in public places. We have principles against GPS tracking systems too, national policies against the use of tracking systems in your cell phones. So in general, I think this falls under that category of privacy protection, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment privacy law. Sure.
Representative Pritchett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for being so resourceful in explaining all of this to us. Since you did indicate earlier you would be working on language that would help the bill be a better bill, I was just wondering if you could offer some information that specifically addresses the fact that this says the bill allows for a civil action by an aggrieved party to be brought against a law enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any language that speaks specifically to what an aggrieved party is defined as?
I recognize, Ron.
I don't see it in the bill. I think there's probably, it probably refers to a definition elsewhere in the statute, but we can look for that. I think that that's an important section, if that's what we're getting at. I think there has to be some sort of remedy, because, again, the potential for abuse here is extreme, and we're giving a lot of power to our law enforcement agencies, and I think that's great if it's needed, but we also need to make sure with like they say in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, and I think there needs to be some sort of remedy if we do abuse that power for a private civil action.
Mr. Chair.
You have a follow-up?
Yes, just to say thank you, because I think it is very, very important to be very specific in terms of definition,
So
there will not be that room for error that could be problematic somewhere along the line.
Absolutely, and I think that's the same argument that I have behind that section I was, Section 4C, which is about being specific about what those exigent circumstances are, what that swift action is, all that kind of stuff. We need to nail that down.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You want to do this bill for Representative Workman
yeah,
next committee? I mean, we'll sign you to it.
No, I can't do it without him. So
thank you, Mr.
I think Representative Rodriguez had one more question.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this follows up on Representative Pritchett's question. You know, I look at Section 5, and that was one of appears to me that if I were looking at this, I would have questions in terms of who can recover and specifically what kind of remedies there would be. Could you describe Representative Workman, could you describe how you understand this from your vantage point with the ACLU in terms of exactly what that remedy would be? How would you recover? Who would recover? What would they recover for? Would they get costs?
That question is to Representative Workman, right? Ron? Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Rep. Rodriguez, I wouldn't want to say something that that isn't true, and I'm not sure what specifically it is. We can drill down into that with the sponsor. I think it's an important section to have. I'm not sure how broad it is. I'm not sure what the specifics are on it.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Tim Stanfield.
Tim Stanfield with the Kolodny Firm, representing the Florida Police Chiefs Association. I'll be brief because I do appreciate both sponsors' willingness to work with us in the ongoing process. I believe Representative Pritchett and Representative Rodriguez bring up the crux of where we want a little more comfort in that 4C and that exigent circumstances language, and that there's a statutory remedy against law enforcement included in this bill, which is extremely rare. There are not many statutory remedies against law enforcement. And we understand the Fourth Amendment issues and agree that, you know, warrantless search and seizure is not acceptable. However, to expose ourselves to statutory remedies, given the exigent circumstances piece, we'd like a little more room to be able to respond to missing persons, natural disasters, active hostile events.
Thank you. All right. We're moving on to debate. Anyone wishing to debate the bill? Representative Smith.
Thank you. You know, this is one of those things where it's incredible. ACLU, right-wing conservatives, and everybody comes together to realize that it's an issue that needs to be taken on. And Representative Workman, God bless you for taking this. It really is going to be a national thing for us, the state of Florida, to say this is the limit of the use of this. You've done a great job in that. You know, for me, it's, you know, a Fifth Amendment issue. When we look at our lives and how we want government to interact, we don't want Big Brother. We don't want ourselves to be put into a position where people are afraid of our government or afraid to just go outside. And I've gotten lots of emails from lots of people who are afraid of Big Brother and say, you know, these drones are, you know, going to cause revolts and cause us to turn against our government. And sad that people think like that, but they are out there. They are afraid of our government, and this just exacerbates it. If we do not fix this now, we're going to have a lot more people who are going to be, I don't want to say revolutionary, but they're going to be very strong in their opposition to what we do in the future. So I strongly support this. I'm glad that the ACLU has actually got something that I can agree with them on. And once again, thank you very much.
Anyone else wishing to debate? Representative Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll echo the comments of Representative Smith, and just saying that I'm really glad to see that this bill, I appreciate that you put it forward. The kind of concerns that we've raised in terms of, you know, the cause of action, tightening up, you know, the imminent danger, and I think Mr. Bilbao also mentioned the issue of the destruction of records, perhaps, you know, having that in there. And I hope that all the things that that we as a body are going to be working on to make sure that this is just right, I hope that we do that quickly, because I would like to be the first state in the nation to get this done. Thank you.
Representative Moraitis.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative Workman, for ringing the bell. I just have a couple of things. First of all, I do support the Fourth Amendment, so I think it's good to do things to support that. I feel like these drones can be used to help law enforcement, and, you know, not necessarily where it's an imminent danger, but just the situations where they may not want to go into a difficult area. You know, people might be hiding behind a barricade. I know there could be some uses for it, to say they can't use it to gather any information. There were some really limited things. I'd rather it just be limited to they can't gather evidence for a criminal prosecution, as opposed to just can't gather information. I guess I do sort of agree with the helicopter analogy. You know, helicopters do this type of work, and it can help. And so I just I think it's a little broad, but I do obviously support the general goal of the legislation. So I will be supporting it today.
Thank you. Anyone else? Representative Pilon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know where I'm coming from that with my background, and I just want to say that I've supported it in criminal justice. I applaud you, as you usually do, in working with law enforcement to make it the best bill possible. You know that I don't want to take any tools away from law enforcement. There's always bad players. There's always bad administrations. I think you're on the right track. I think we all have the same goal in mind, and I'll get to see it one more time in judiciary. So I look forward to your working with the Chiefs Association. I'll support the bill today.
Okay. Seeing nobody else, I also want to commend you on this bill. As soon as I saw it come up in the radar, I wanted to put it up before it was ready for this committee. So I applaud you for the work you do, and such an important issue that you're taking on. So with that, you're recognized to close.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. That was nice to hear. And normally I'd wave close, but I just received a text that Terry is watching from home, so I want to milk this opportunity as best I can. But I did want to address a couple last-minute things, because it looks as if we're going to pass this bill today, and there's a few things that are left on the table. I want you to know that I applaud the bill, and I applaud the Chiefs Association for agreeing, if we could soften the language on the imminent danger in 4C, they'll live with the civil action. That's unusual to put in there, but what we're trying to do is make it very clear to our police chiefs and to our sheriffs that don't game the system. Do not tell me you're putting a drone up for a forest fire, but you're really going to go fly over a neighborhood that you think there might be drug activity going on. Don't game my system or put yourself in the line for civil action. I'm proud of the bill for that. Now, can I change the words to make them so, look, Rich, don't put me in a position where I really am fighting a fire, then I get sued. Okay, we can work with that. But I like the fact that this bill says, Chief, Sheriff, if you game the system, you're going to face a lawsuit. I like that. Some teeth to the action. I applaud Senator Negron for insisting on that, because it now makes me very proud of the bill, because it puts some protections to our citizens that are needed. I want to answer the question about helicopters. Yep, helicopters don't have these same requirements, but they also cost hundreds of thousands of dollars every couple hours to fly. Jet fuel ain't cheap. These cost $75 an hour to fly. So we have to, you know, phone taps are really cheap, right? They used to be this big, and they even at that size, they probably still only cost a couple bucks, and now they're nothing. We had to protect our citizens against that. Well, drones are really becoming quite inexpensive, and they can be a great tool for our police department. They can also become a really ugly weapon because they're so inexpensive to utilize. So we want to make sure that we don't have Representative Pillon, the few rogues out there that would just circle that neighborhood they don't like. We're not going to allow that. And I'm proud of all of you for the words you've said. I promise you to continue to work with the police chiefs. I'm so sorry that I agree with the ACLU. It does make me want to TP the bill, but I'm going to continue to plow ahead. And me and the ACLU are going to pass this thing together arm in arm. With that, Chairman, Committee, thank you, and I close.
Thank you, Chairman Workman. And Martha, please call the roll.
Chair Gonzalez.
Yes.
Representatives Bracey.
Yes.
Campbell. Dudley.
Yes.
Ingram. La Rosa,
yes.
Magar,
yes.
Maritis,
yes.
Pilon,
yes.
Powell,
enthusiastically, yes.
Pritchett,
yes.
Rango,
yes.
Rashine,
yes.
Rodriguez,
yes.
Santiago,
yes.
Smith,
yes.
Stone,
yes.
Benzant,
yes.
The bill passes.
By your vote, show House Bill 119 reported favorably.
Thank you all very much.
We're going to move on to House Bill 267, Representative Wood. I believe Representative Maritis will be presenting. Representative Maritis, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Wood regrets not being here, but he had another committee meeting. And since I practice in this area of the law, he asked me to help out. House Bill 267 basically does two things. One, it would require government liens to be recorded to have priority over people who would otherwise want to buy the land or mortgage the land. It would not apply to liens that affect, like, utilities, obviously property taxes, assessments. So it would mostly be things like code enforcement liens. Second thing it does, it removes the space for the requirement for a space for a Social Security number, since that's no longer required in the law to have a Social Security number on a deed. And that is the bill.
Are you finished?
Yes, and we do have one technical amendment.
Okay, so let's move on to the amendment.
Amendment is technical in nature.
Okay, any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, shall the amendment adopted without opposition? We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions? Questions? All right. Seeing none, we have Howard Gene Adams. Perfect. Thank you. Any members wishing a debate? No debate. Great. Representative Rice, you're recognized to close.
I wave close, Mr. Chair.
Martha, please call the roll.
Representatives Bracey.
Yes.
Campbell. Dudley.
Yes.
Ingram.
Yes.
La Rosa.
Yes.
Magar.
Yes.
Maritis.
Yes.
Pilon.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Pritchett.
Yes.
Rango.
Yes.
Rashine.
Yes.
Rodriguez, Santiago,
yes.
Smith,
yes.
Stone,
yes.
Benzant,
yes.
Chair Gonzalez.
Yes.
The bill passes.
By your vote, show House Bill 267 reported favorably. Next, we have Representative Caldwell, had a conflict and cannot be here. He's in a different committee. He's voting on a big issue. We are going to TP this bill without objection. If there is no objection, we're going to TP this for the next committee. If there's no objection, show this House Bill 763 TP'd. 763. Members, we're going to, as we get bills, we're going to see a lot more bills. I've been trying to get some bills out of the way and get members' bills moving. I think in the next 2 weeks, we're going to see a lot more bills. So plan to meet, and at least we got some out of the way, and we won't be here for 2-3 hours when we do. All right, so Representative Rodriguez moves, we rise. Without objection, the committee meeting is adjourned.
Right.